name is Alana Williams, and I am recording my first ever podcast. Now, I hope it's not too noisy in the mic, because I am moving around quite a lot. Now, if it seems pretty awkward, if I'm talking pretty slow, it's because I usually talk really fast, and I don't want that being in the way while I'm recording this. So I'm going to try to talk very clearly, but I do have some sort of, I do stumble quite a lot, so I hope you guys can stay with me through that. But today I'm here to do something called a genius hour. It is where us students, we do a projects type of thing, and it's over a topic that we would like to talk about. Now, these podcasts aren't over one specific topic. Topic. But it is over some topics about school and things that us students can relate about. Now, I'm going to be doing these Wednesday to Friday. Wednesday and every Friday. So keep the dates going. And I'm going to be doing these around 4, between 4:30. And I am really excited to get started with this. But first, we got to learn a little bit about myself before we do this. I'm not going to go into detail because we need to get started into the topic that I'm excited to talk about. Now, I will tell you that obviously my name's Alana Williams. I am only 10 years old. But I actually have a voice in the world that I'm excited to use, and I won't hold back. Now, I do have a crazy dog. You have to learn this about me. His name's Blue. For my friends watching this, or not really watching, but listening, you guys know him. He is quite nuts, and I probably won't get around to talking about much about my life, because it's about your life, and trying to connect with you. But I might tell stories that relate to it, so let's just get started. Why not? Now, today's topic is definitely a big topic around the world, and it's bullying. Now, I have a couple questions for you. Have you ever been bullied? Have one of your friends been bullied? Have you been a bystander of bullying? Those are some serious questions to ask, and it could bring lots of kids back to bad memories. Now, I'm not here to do that. I'm here to talk about the situation and see if we can at least fix it. Now, yes, we can fix bullying, but many kids choose not to, because one thing that starts bullying, or what is a main course of bullying, is just being mean in general, and not caring about someone else's feelings. Let's say I went up to my best friend and said, "Hey, you suck, don't be my friend anymore." So then I leave, and I did that every day. That is what you call bullying. Now, how we can stop that is to simply not be mean. But some bullies come from a perspective that we never thought about. Such as, their parents got divorced. They have a bad family. They don't go to a welcome home as some of us. But I have to say that when that's happening, they have the right to be angry and mad, but why exactly do they take it out on other people? I have a little bit of an answer to that. They might take it out on other people because they might seem better than them. They might be jealous of those people that they're picking on. But I want to tell you that there's no right, absolutely no right, to do that. It's a simple mistake. We all make mistakes. But if you're realizing that you're the school bully and you're proud of it, that is where I draw the line. You should not be proud of being a bully. You should be proud of being someone who stops a bully. Now, I want to talk about how we can stop bullying. Bullying can easily be stopped by just stop being mean on the bully's perspective or on our perspective. We can easily be kinder. Now, I'm not saying that we're being mean and we shouldn't be mean. Well, I am saying that. But I'm not saying that we're being mean right now. We just need to take a little time. Sorry, I got a little itch. We just need to take a little time out of our day to be kind to someone. If someone fell down and they dropped all their papers and they're seeming to pick them all up, at least help them out with one paper. Show them that you care and that you see that they made a simple mistake. Now, if they get finished with it, then just leave it, I guess. But just try to make someone's day. Try to make someone's day. Because you never know what's going on in their life. They could have had a bad morning like some of us have. They could have not eaten breakfast and now they're starving. You don't know what's going on in their life. And even if it's good or bad, you can still make their day. Now, I'm not going to hold you for very long because I am trying to make my podcast at least 10 minutes. I'm not working at 10 minutes, but at least. So I just want you guys to remember, whenever you're hearing this, to just take a little bit. It's not asking a lot. Maybe 5 seconds of your day to make someone else's day. Because 5 seconds seems like a lot to someone who is being bullied. But thank you guys. I'm going to end here. Thank you guys so much for listening to me for the whole 7 minutes. And I would like to hear you guys, your responses. I will put, whenever I post this, my Instagram account if I'm able to. And you can always comment on one of my posts and say what you think about my podcast. Because I would love to hear you guys' responses. That will be the world to me. But as I said before, thank you guys so much for listening to this. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day whenever you're hearing this. And I would wish that you maybe can stop bullying. Might seem like a big dream, but it's possible. Thank you, and bye.